told you. It's a series we had, or we did last year, and obviously, we're taking up from there. We did more focus last year on the law, and now we mentioned a couple of things about the prophets, but our emphasis in this particular series is on the prophets. So Luke's Gospel 24. A dear brother sent me a text. He said, if I see a teaching and then you don't mention Luke's Gospel 24, 2 Timothy 3:16, I'll believe it's not you. And I kind of found that funny. Really, verse 25. And he said unto them, whole fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expounded them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Now, notice what he calls them. He says fools, which actually in the Greek is an adjective which describes something. You know, an adjective describes what? A noun. All right. So he's describing something. And so that's when he said, oh fools, which we can say, oh foolish, or you are foolish. The better word, you know, you are foolish. Why do you call them foolish? Now, the word foolish there is a spiritual term, because definitely he's not referring to how intellectually dull they are. So, like I taught on Wednesday, foolishness can be a spiritual state. Look at the word again. In Galatians 3:1, he calls the entire church, which is actually a figure of speech, he calls them foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians. Obviously, he's not talking about everybody that is a Galatian. He's talking about believers who are in the church. He calls everybody foolish. So really, we can have a foolish church. You agree with me? A large church with 15,000 people, they're all foolish. Come on. That's quite a... Oh, that's my sermon on Wednesday. Don't miss it. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whom high Jesus Christ was evidently set forth and crucified among you. Galatians 3:1. You know, he says, are you so foolish? You know, Paul, you know, stop with, so it's not a slip of tongue. Are you so foolish? Now, notice what he's referring to is not foolish like you are not smart to outwit people in a chess game or in a Ludo game, or what's that one? You become a billionaire, then you look for money to go back home. Monopoly. You're a millionaire buying properties, but really you can't pay your rent. Monopoly. Right? And so you begin to buy Bond Street. Even folks who don't have a visa to Ghana buy Bond Street. And then they buy, you get that. So, you say you're foolish. Slow of heart to believe. See that? So it's a spiritual thing. Slow of heart to believe. Look at the queries. Notice every time the word foolish is used, we'll go to Galatians 3:1 and Galatians 3:3. When it's used, then it begins to ask rhetorical questions. Ah! Come on! Who has bewitched you? Notice every time he makes that, the word foolish is used, the next statement are questions. Who has bewitched you? How are you like this? Why are you like this? You know, if you preach that today in some places, they'll say, that preacher is arrogant. He's rude. Is that how Christ talks? They don't know Jesus. Is that a believer? You should speak the truth in love. That's exactly what I've done. Because if I call you less than foolish, that's not love. You're actually foolish. I'm not talking to you, but if you are, fine. Just, fools. So it's spiritual. Look at the queries that come after it. Now, that word foolish, notice how Paul used it also. Romans 1:14. He says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Now, in this instance, he's using it, unwise is the word foolish, unwise, referring to naturally those who intellectually, anywhere you go in this auditorium, you're going to feel the same way. And that's what we plan. The last week, we were running out of the service. This week, you run during the service, you're running around. You will feel the same way everywhere you get during this service. So you better move there and move there and move there. God is there with you. All right, Father. I know why she got up. And we bless God. Romans 1:14. 1 Timothy 6:9 is talking about preachers now. So they're unwise. 1 Timothy 6:9. You don't miss Wednesday service. I'm teaching on wisdom. 1 Timothy 6:9. It says, they that will be rich, that those that desire to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into foolish and hurtful lust, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Uses for lust. So they are foolish lust. Even though lust is a desire, it says foolish desires. You know, thinking through. That's what he's saying. Then Titus 3:3 also uses it for lust. Titus 3:3 said we were serving diverse lusts. And then he says, we were sometimes foolish, serving diverse lusts. Now, the same word foolish is where you have illiterate. Someone who is not, whose reasoning faculty is not opened. It's not that he doesn't have capacity to be an intellectual, but the reasoning faculty is just open. I told you one time, I was in my father's palace before he passed on. And someone, one of his chiefs, you know, I remember Sun newspapers, and it was about the president of Nigeria then. There was an article there. So the man just held the newspapers like this. And Sun newspaper, I don't forget. Then he held it upside down. He said, He said, Obasanjo. And I said, I thought there was nothing like that on the page. But he said, They said in Ijebu, like, what is Baluje? They just spoiled the town. That's how they wrecked the country. And my father looked at me. If you dare laugh here, you know. He looked at me like, if you're trying. Because the man, really, the man is a fool. Not abusive. It's descriptive. Right? Because he cannot read. That's the reason why he had to disguise intellectualism. You know, there's some Christians that desire that they're spiritual. I know God. You say, well, what does the Bible say? I don't have to read the Bible. That's religion. No, he's a fool. That's a fool. You know, there are believers that cannot quote three scriptures successfully. Even John 3:16. For God so loves the world, you know. They can't quote it successfully. Why? I tell me, if many believers handle their profession or their career, or better still, schoolwork, the way they handle the Bible, they will be abysmal failures. Imagine you can't even quote anywhere in your textbooks. It's not about quoting, it's about knowing it from your heart. It's about, are you okay? It's not about that. Do you know the spirit of chemistry? Not the letter. Well, if you know the spirit of chemistry, you have spiritual results. Be rest assured that your results will not be letters. You see there? So you have in, on, so I've got my notes upside down too. So you have your reasoning is the issue here. And that's the word Jesus used in Luke 25 is anoitos. A-N-O-E-T-O-S, used for illiterate. That is, let me explain to you. It means you are not reasoning through the matter. You are not reasoning through. Now, what was Jesus referring to when he says they were foolish? They were not reasoning through the scriptures. They were not reasoning through. You know, there are some believers. There are just some portions of the Bible they've never forgotten since they were babies. Sorry, that's impossible. Since they were kids. They're not reasoning through. They've not read through the scriptures. They've not reasoned through it. And those are the kind of people, Jesus said, they're foolish. He says, why are you foolish? Slow of heart. Slow of heart is the word bradus, Greek, B-R-A-D-U-S. Using James 1:19, slow to speak, slow to wrath. That means you're taking your time. You're taking your time. Remember, so just believers like that. They'll take their time. They're still reading memory verses. At this level of your life, you're doing memory verse. The memory verse for today is 1 Corinthians 1:1. 1:1a. I, Paul, an apostle. Thank you, Father, for today. I give you praise. I, Paul, an apostle. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you for Paul is an apostle. I give you praise, my Father. You know, he's taking his time. Slow of heart. So they're not reasoning through. Just like James, I mean, Hebrews 5 says, the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone again to teach you. They're not reasoning through. So, it's slow of heart to believe. So, when it says slow of heart, notice the word heart, cardia, which is a spiritual faculty. So, the foolishness here is spiritual. You can be intellectually sound and be spiritually stupid. Be spiritually stupid. You can be intellectually sound. You can be experienced naturally and be spiritually stupid. Yeah, you can be. In fact, if you want to know how stupid people are, look at the things they believe. No matter how intellectually sound they are, if you want to know how stupid they are, look at the things they believe. So he's saying, so fools, slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Look at what believe. Believe. Now, anatos refers to the mind. And so he's saying, you are not thinking through. They use the word believe, which means that you need your mind to believe. You need your thinking to believe. I'm not saying believing is about thinking, but you need your mind to believe all that the prophets have spoken. He's talking about faith, and he mentions the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, read from verse 3 to 4. Let's get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. How vital is my thinking? Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds. The word mind is the word noema. N-O-E-M-A. 6 times it's used. And out of the 6 times, 5 times in 2 Corinthians. 6 times it's used by New Testament Greek. And 5 times in 2 Corinthians. The first time Paul uses it is 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. The devices of the devil. The word devices is the same word thinking. The way he thinks through matters. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Not talking about jazz, talking about thinking, the way Satan thinks. But ignorant of it. Of the bias of the devil. 2 Corinthians 3:14. 2 Corinthians 3:14. Whose minds were blinded. And their minds were blinded. They're thinking. Talking about those who read the law. Their thinking is blinded. 2 Corinthians 3:14. 2 Corinthians 10:5. 2 Corinthians 10:5. No he ma. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down every imagination and every high thing, and every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, thinking. 2 Corinthians 11:3. See how important the mind is. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Now, don't forget, the mind of the devil is in man. Satan's manifestation is in man. So he's saying how people reason. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. I fear lest by any means as Satan beguiled he through the subtlety. So your mind, talking about Christians now, so your mind should be what? 2 Corinthians 11, 3. Your mind should be what? Corrupted from that simplicity that is in Christ. Your minds. Your minds. The only other time you find it is in Philippians 4, 7. The God of the peace of God, the pastoral understanding will keep your minds in Christ. But he says five times for your thinking. Now, every time the word nohema is used, there's an effort on your part. It's not a passive thinking, it's an active thinking. So you're thinking through. You're expected to think through the scriptures. You're expected to read through it. So he's saying to think through. That is, you apply yourself to it. You apply yourself to it. To believe. So it's not passive. You apply yourself. So when he said, oh fool, slow of heart to believe, he's saying you are not applying yourself. And these guys had the scriptures. Just like many of us today, we have the Bible. You have it, many of us have it in the phones, we have it in the iPods, the iPod, I paid. You know, I paid, someone paid for it. You have it everywhere. You have it, some of you have it in your Bibles, you have, some of you have Bibles you put in a coffin. A casket. Boom. Bring it out on Sunday, put it back. Boom. You still have many pages glued together. That says a lot about you. Where is that place again? Corinthians. Is it Corinthians? Is it? What is happening? Why is this thing glued together? Corinthians? You don't read. And so that's how some guys will get to heaven. And then they'll see Nahum. Nahum say, did you read my book? Book? Who are you? Nahum. Nahum. Or Naomi. He said, no, Nahum. You read my book? Eh? Which book is that? Oh, were you one of the apostles? Hey. And that'll be your first time of knowing Nahum. Then Nahum just walk away and say, well, by grace are you saved through faith. The gift of God, not the works of man. Then he walks away. Praise God. So you got to think through. There is no part of the Bible I have not read five times. Least five times. There's no part of the Bible. Not one portion. Not one verse. There's no verse out here for the first time from anybody. Praise God. Because I believe what's there. Oh fool, slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Then applying your mind. Praise God. See that there? So look at, go back to Luke 24. So, he's saying to believe all the prophets have spoken. So, he's saying believe, which you saw last week, is faith. Pistol hole with faith. Faith. So, the key ingredient is faith. The key ingredient to revelation is faith. The key ingredient to understanding the word of God is faith. To believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now, before we go further there, you know something, and this is vital, that the law is not of faith. So, Jesus is talking about believing, but notice that his emphasis is on the prophets. Now, why did I say that? Because we're going to notice that by the time we get to verse 44, he now makes a distinction. He says, Moses in the law. Then he says, the prophets. And then he says, the Psalms. So, really, there's a distinction. Because to believe, nobody was ever meant to believe the law. The law is not of faith. The law is not of faith. You know, many folks cannot separate the law, Genesis, and the prophets. There's a distinction. It's not a law. Go to Deuteronomy 32, you see that now. When the law was given, why was it given? Moses told us that. We studied this before. Just want to give you a refreshing memory. Deuteronomy 30, and verse 20. This is what he said. Deuteronomy 32 verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Children in whom is no faith. That's the generation that received the law. And that's why they got the law. So the law is not of faith. John 1. John 1 tells us he came to the world, verse 10, even though the world was not made by him. He came to his own, verse 11, and his own received him not. John 1:11. Then John 1:12. But as many as received him, pay attention now, that's the word lambano, to take hold of. As many as received him, to them he gave the power, that's the word exousia, rights and privilege, to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe. So believing is what? Receiving. Is that clear? Is that clear? Come on, guys. Is that clear? Believing is what? Receiving. As many as believe, to them he gave the power of God, even to them that believe on his name. To believe. So faith is very critical in the words of the prophet. Faith is very critical. Jesus teaches that faith should be applied to the words of the prophets. He's telling them that. Faith. Now, go to Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1 is a summary of the entire Old Testament. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Please turn there. Hebrews 11 verse 1. I don't like people looking at me when I say open the Bible. It's like turning me into a book. Hebrews 11 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, you know very well that this is not a definition of faith. The word now is not in the original. Right? Our faith now. If it's not now, it's not faith. If it's not now, it's not faith. So let's bring that in. If it's not now, it's not faith. Faith is because it's now. If it's not now, it's not faith. Now, God said the word now is not in the original. So the whole sermon was built or was not original. Foundation be destroyed. What shall the righteous do? Find another foundation. So, what's he talking about? He's talking about the Old Testament folks who anticipated Christ. So, he's saying faith is the substance, hypotasis, that which you build something upon. That is, they built their expectation on faith, hypotasis. It's used for foundation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is, they built their hope of the things to come on their faith. The evidence, which is where you have the word conviction. The evidence of things not seen. So notice, things hoped for, things not seen. Things hoped for. Things not seen. That, don't forget, that's the Old Testament. So there were things hoped for and things not seen. We'll come into that shortly. So things hoped for, things not seen. So how do you know what to hope for? You must have heard something. Right? Because Hebrews 1:1 says, God, who at sundry times in diverse manner spoke in time past to our fathers by the prophets. I thought we consecrated that last week. Right? That means the prophet spoke. So when they spoke, they prophesied. Now you can only prophesy what has not happened. So when they prophesied, the people were supposed to what? Believe. that it will happen. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's exactly what the writer of Hebrews is doing here. Now, notice, go to Isaiah 53. Let's see one of the prophets, what he did. Isaiah, practically the most quoted prophet, Isaiah David, maybe Abraham, but he's probably the most quoted prophet, Isaiah, the most quoted prophet. Now look at what Isaiah says. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Isaiah 53. Don't forget, this study is to enable you know how to read the words of the prophets. Isaiah 53. If you were not around last week, we clarified the word all, remember? The word all. And we said we're not to believe all the prophets have said. You remember that? I'll take that one more time. We're not to believe all the prophets have said. So the word all is all these things. Remember that? Alright, good. Okay, look at this. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Are you there? Are you there? Let's read it together. Who has believed our report? In whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? Notice, who has believed? The word believe is the word aman. A-M-A-N. Use 108 times in Hebrew. A man. A man means to support something. To agree with. So I said, well, we will give the next presidency to, not Nigerian presidency, president of, you rap? You don't want to rap, so Remy, you rap too. What a combination, but you have. So, the president of rap artist, Newmore. Then, he definitely will say, yes, that's our man. Alright? To agree with. Is that clear? And so it's used for faith. Don't forget, faith is sparsely mentioned in the Old Testament writings. It's only described in the epistles. Alright? You see that? Are you still there? Right. So the first place, and this is important, the first place Aman was used in the Old Testament. First place. First place it was ever used in the Old Testament is Genesis 15:6. First mention. Turn there. Genesis 15:6. Genesis 15:6 says, Abraham believed God. Listen carefully now. Abraham believed God. That's the first mention of Aman in the Old Testament writings. Abraham believed God. So, put your hands there and come back to Isaiah 53. Don't forget, Jesus said to believe all the prophets have spoken. So, Abraham believed God. First place, Aman is used. Abraham believed God. So, who has believed our report? Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? Notice what he says. He didn't say who has believed us. He says who has believed what? Our report. Now, who are the our? The hour cannot be Israel's report. The man speaking is a prophet. Isn't it? Right? So, who has believed our report will be who has believed the report of the prophets. Come on, are you there? Are you there? Come on, you see there? The word report is the word Shemua. S-H-E-M-U-A-H, Hebrew word. It means message. So there's a message of all the prophets. Let me say this quickly. Because I'm promising that next week or week after. Notice that the prophets address different things in their different dispensations. So if it says our report, it is what is similar in the mouth of all the prophets. Who have believed our message. Shemua, 27 times. And I told you, when a word is used, your first port of call should be where? Huh? When a word is used. You want to see how it's used, you first look at how the writer used it in his letters. Remember that. Basic principle of interpretation. How did he use it in his letters? So let's see how Isaiah used the word Shemua. Isaiah 28 and verse 9. Isaiah 28 verse 9. He used it for doctrine. Isaiah 28 verse 9. Who has believed our report? Isaiah 28 verse 9. Whom shall we teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Isaiah 28:9. Isaiah 28:19. From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you. Isaiah 28:19. For morning by morning shall it pass over. By day and by night, it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. Then Isaiah 37 verse 7. Isaiah 37 verse 7. Behold, I'll send a blast upon him. He shall hear a rumor and return to his own house or land. And I'll cause him to fall by the sword in his land. Report. A message. So, the word is a message. Who has believed our message? Now, the message of who? The message of the prophets. Now, it's so funny that he's talking about believing. He just schooled them in the condemnation in previous verses. He just told them why the prayers aren't answered. I think it's Isaiah that went into people wearing leg chains. He said, "Woe to you!" That's not the message. "Woe to you!" I don't think anybody prophesies like that. It's not frowning. You find some prophets and they think being a prophet is to be hard-faced. That guy's a prophet. God is watching you. In spite of your dark shades, he can see your heart. Do you know? Then he removes it. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, that's a prophet. Something prophet is somebody who talks to the nation. Prophet is for 2016. There shall be rain. What are you doing? I just laughed at. This is a joke. There shall be rain. It shall be rain in the north. Nigerian president shall have problems in his cabinet. Some people go ridiculous. Chelsea will win the league. Some people prophesy football. Yeah? Do you know that Man U is not qualifying for Champions League? It's the man of God said it too. Some people go worse. Some say, God is going to punish all those who drink beer this year. I don't know why, because he doesn't like beer. So he thinks that God's going to punish people. Praise God. I don't drink beer. So you don't know that I just said that. So what's the message? He told you what the message was. How's everything? For he, glory to God, he, as a person, glory, he, see that? Verse 2, he. So, their message was a person. He. So, how do you ever think they were saying, addressing the people and stressing their minds? You think you can make it? Then the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit Testament of Christ says, who has believed our report? He. Glory to God. So, their message is about a person. Verse 2. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. When we see him, glory to God. So a person is the message of the prophets. He is the Shemua. hath no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as well our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Let's read verse 4 together. Let's go. Surely, oh, everybody, come on! He has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. Now figure 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. Notice the prophets are using the word our. Our, including himself. Our transgression. Verse 6, everybody. Verse 6, let's go. All we like sheep have gone astray. Huh? Prophet Isaiah? You've gone astray? Shut up. It goes back to himself. Stop. We have turned everyone to the way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, who know the prophets. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought out. See, the message is a person. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was caught out of the dry. Verse 8. Verse 9. He made his grave with the wicked. Verse 10. Yet he pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put him to grief. Verse 11. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many? Praise God. So what their message was a person. And that person will bear suffering and then will bear glory. That's their message. Hallelujah. That's what they were sent. The word Shemua also refers to something you were sent to say. That's what they were sent to say. Hallelujah. Still out there? Don't forget, we said the word amen to believe firstly was used for Abraham. Genesis 15 says, Abraham believed God. So pray, brethren, do you believe God? Yeah. Abraham believed God. Believe God. Believe God. Yeah. As I believe God, yeah. Then I will ask, I say, well, believe God. How? Just believe God. Bible says demons believe. And they are not born again. Praise God. What did Abraham believe? Because when you see the word A man is used because you heard something. Not you saw something. So, what did he hear? Galatians chapter 3. What Abraham believed. Don't forget we're looking at the word a man. What Abraham believed. You know we're looking at believing all that the prophets have spoken. What Abraham believed. Galatians 3:8. Still out there? Are you still there? Galatians 3:8. And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So, what did Abraham believe? Abraham believed the gospel. Do you understand that? Abraham believed what? The gospel. That's what he believed. The word preached before the gospel is a compound word. Is the word, there was a word, let me say it for you. P-R-O, pro-evangelizomai. P-R-O, E-U-A, P-R-O, E-U-A, double G, E-L-I-Z-O-M-A-I. P-R-O-E-U-A, double G-E-L-I-Z-O-M-A-I. Is two words. One is pro, before and, before it happens. I'm telling you something, pro. The other one is huagelizo. It means glad tidings. Good news. Good news. Good news. So, huagelizo, that means Abraham believed what? the gospel that was preached before the thing happened. Do you understand that? You know, we have believed what has happened. Come on, are you there? We believe what has happened. He believed in what will happen. That's why it's pro-evangelism. Before it happened. Pay attention to that. That's vital. Romans 10:16. But if not all believe. So faith comes by what? Faith is by hearing. And hearing the message. The message of Christ. The message of Christ. The word of God there is a message of Christ. In the Greek. The message of Christ. So when the prophet said, who hath believed? Believing cannot come from the law. Believing can only come from what? What Christ has done or will do. The gospel. You understand that? Believing cannot come from the law. You can have believing from condemnation. Believing can only come from the gospel. So, pay attention now. So, what was the message? What were the prophets sent to preach? The gospel. Get that now? You get that now? Come on, you understand that. What were the prophets sent to preach? The gospel. Now, pay attention to this. Who was the first prophet in the Bible? Who was the first prophet in the Bible? The first referred to prophet in the epistles is Noah. Because he was a preacher of righteousness. He preached Christ. That's what he's supposed to do. Now, the person who was first referred to as a prophet. Now, you know, pay attention to this. Abel was a man of faith. But Abel was not quoted. Noah was a man of faith. But he was quoted because he preached Christ. Now, Abraham was the first person that God said is a prophet. The first person recorded in Genesis 27, remember? When God says, for he is a prophet. Nabi, N-A-B-I-Y, a prophet. In other words, prophet is someone who preaches. The first role of a prophet is to preach. To give news. That's the first role of a prophet. To preach. And that's exactly what Noah was doing. Noah only used an ark to typify salvation in Christ. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and then verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 3 and then verse 20. This is about Noah. Which sometimes were disobedient, 1 Peter 3:20. Whom, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was up preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. So Noah's message was salvation through faith in Christ. And this like figure went unto baptism also now save us, not the putting away of a filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Noah's message was Jesus Christ. How did he preach? He preached by the Spirit. Go again, 1 Peter 3 one more time. 1 Peter 3. He says, taught this before. He says, for Christ, okay, he says, for Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, 1 Peter 3:18, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now, who preached? Not Jesus. This is Noah. He went by the Spirit, who sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. So the message was preached to them. Now the spirits are now in prison, but it was preached to them before they got to prison. That's why they're called disobedient. Hallelujah. Now Jesus went to hell to preach. That's not true. He doesn't go to preach anybody. So Noah is the one who did the preaching. He is a preacher of righteousness. He's the one that preached salvation through faith that is in Christ. And then the ark was to typify that. The ark of Noah. So the prophets were preaching Christ. You preach Christ. So go to Luke 24. When Jesus was saying, "O fools, slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets were saying? Is he asking you to believe everything they said? Huh? Come on, talk to me. Everything they said? Or everything they said about Christ? Thank you. Because all these things the prophets ought not Christ. Now, let me ask you. Was Christ everything they were preaching? Was Christ everything they were preaching? So, we cannot believe everything the prophet said. Are you still there? Are you still there? We have to believe the gospel. And the gospel is about a person. Christ Jesus. So you should not. Now you must believe that everything written in your Bible is true. That it was truly said. But you cannot believe everything in your Bible. For example, I can't believe the statement that said, "You shall not surely die." Genesis chapter 3 and verse 5. I believe that. Everything in my Bible, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. For God knows the day you open your eyes shall be open, you shall be like God. I believe it. Aren't you very smart? No, you know. You can't believe everything that was said in the Bible. You can't believe everything that the prophet said in the Bible too. But they are prophets. Oh yeah, you are born again. Hallelujah. I will believe the prophet. Believe the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe ye his prophets. You shall prosper. People use that today to get money. Get money. Believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. You shall prosper. When I tell you what the word prosper means, you won't like that verse. You will tear it away. You say, this is one of the things we should not believe. Come on, let's go. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. The word spodosia, which means eager. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing. That was the word rightly dividing. Ototomio, which means carefully, careful. You've got to be careful how you handle the Bible. So you just look for a scripture, maybe people are annoying you in your service. You're a pastor. Let me look for one verse like that. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 9. Yes! And you shall be doomed. You know how people study the Bible. So see, I had a sermon this morning on dressing. Dress. Brethren, have you checked your life today? You can say you are a Christian, but brethren, brethren, you know, you think the sermon is okay. Brethren, check your life. The Lord was speaking in the book of Isaiah. Yes, the Lord. And he says, in verse 12, chapter 1, brethren, when you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Verse 13, I'm reading through you. Bring no more vain oblation. He says an abomination unto me. The new moon Sabbath, the coin of assembly, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn. Your moons, how does that one concern me? What's my business with everything you are reading? I wipe my eyes from you. When you make your prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. Hallelujah. When you are through with them, even the person who has not used seen blood before will see his hand is full of blood. Who sent you? Isaiah did not ask them to believe that one. Say, who has believed our reports? So that's what Jesus said, that think through. Because the man whose mind is blinded will stick to Isaiah's condemnations. But he will not read chapter 53. Say, think through. Think through it well. Who has believed our reports? So when you are studying and preaching, be careful. Be careful. Someone was saying there's nothing. He said, God will not do anything except he reveals to his servants the prophets. And I laughed. So what did he reveal to his prophets? They don't know. Just to captivate you. Who is the prophet in your life? Who is the prophet in your life? Do you have a prophet in your life? I say, I don't have. He will do nothing except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. You don't have a prophet in your life. So that's a sermon. Who is the prophet in your life? Say, my uncle. You know, they pick all that out of context because they are just what Jesus said, oh ye fools. That's a foolish person. They're not thinking through. How does that affect me? How? I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. How is my own with incense and moon? It doesn't apply. See where people have heard Malachi 3. Malachi 3, how does it apply to you? That there be meat in my house. Which house? We are pointing to the house. It's a temple. Everybody knows what he's saying. When he read that, when Malachi said, they all knew what he was talking about. You are the one looking for revelation there. And he was talking to priests. The devourer, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Who will rebuke the devourer? Malachi. Hallelujah. You will see. We will change the pronouns in this study. Ah, that's serious. You didn't like the keyboard. Ah. Do you get what I'm saying? We will change the pronouns. Because one of the things Bible study does, we take the veil away. Is Malachi. Praise God. Is Malachi. Praise God. That's why he said, who has believed our reports? We were sent to say this, though we told you this. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? You've got to know that. So you don't keep oppressing people with dressing. You are wearing shame. And you call yourself a Christian. You shame. See your earrings. This earring. Someone said, a sermon. I heard in the church. He said, do you know why they pierce ears of people? Say slavery. It's slavery to sin and to Satan. That's deep. I remember someone said, if God wanted you to wear earrings, he would have created you your hair first. You are really, really intelligent. Clap for yourself. Why do you cut your hair? Tell me now, don't you cut your hair? So if you cut your hair and cut your hair, it's not the same thing God didn't create to. Don't you cut your nails? That's different. What's different? And you know the point, say, hey, but why are you putting something there? I said, don't you? You tie your hair with something. Did it come from God? Were you born with it? Even the only Owu Ikoru. I don't know the English for it, I'm sorry. But what do you, rubber? You just don't have taste. That's the problem. It's not loving you. I mean, because they are both in the natural. You don't have taste. How can a Christian appear and you think, is there an anti-fashion festival going on? Blue, green, yellow, white. I don't understand. Is there rag day? Say no. I'm married to Jesus. If you marry Jesus, you have children. Because in Christ, neither male nor female. Okay, let's go. Hebrews 11, are you there? So we'll come to, we're going to take the veil of the prophets. What the shakara they were doing? You know they have shakara? You do shakara? Who is Ziglar? They say, girl, come down! Guy, ought not Christ. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You know, people use this verse for cars. It's a shame. For material things. What are the things you desire, brethren? Some things hoped for. We'll say, this thing. Right? Right? These things hoped for. These things not seen. What things? Praise God. He's not talking about houses, lands, and cars. Because these guys had those things. Are you following what I'm saying? No way. Abraham had things, but he was hoping for these things. Right? Abraham had things, but he was had evidence of things he hadn't seen. Are you following what we're teaching here? Is this clear to you? Right. So, one thing. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report. Oh, look at verse 3. Praise God. Let's take verse 3 together. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Hold on, hold on. The word walls is the word aion. A-I-O-N. It means cycle of time. You know, it's a cycle of time. Abel had his own time. Right? Noah had his own time. Enoch had his own time. You follow what I'm saying? Abraham had his own time. Isaac and Jacob. So that's the word walls. Do you understand? Aion. Aion. Cycle of time. Through faith, we understand that those times we're framed by what? Come on, we're framed by what? It means to be fitted together by the word. That's what God said. Now follow this. Let's read the B part. So, come on, that the things that we're seeing were not made of things that do appear. Two things now. He said there were things that did not, that you wouldn't see. And there were things you will see. But the things you were seeing were made of things you couldn't see. Now, you read very well Hebrews 11. He begins to talk about the things. The first thing he said was through faith. Follow this now. He's not talking about material possession. No. Through faith, Abel offered. So, what do we see? The animal. What didn't we see? Christ Jesus. Does that make sense to you? Come on, does that make sense to you? He's not talking about owning things, oh. Alright, he's talking about those things that were a figure of speech of Christ's redemptive sacrifice. Hebrews 11, verse 3. So, Hebrews 1, 1. The prophet spoke in time past to our fathers in diverse manners and different times. Remember, we looked at that last week. Diverse manners will mean partial revelation of the truth. So, everything they did was figurative of Christ. Verse 2, Hebrews 1, 2. God has spoken in Christ. Is that clear? Is that clear? Now, come to this one. The things that we're seeing were not made of things which do appear. Which do appear. The word made is the word ginomai. Came as a result of. That means, don't forget, let me break it down for you a bit. Through faith we understand that the activities were framed by the word of God. Right? The activities were framed by what? The word of God. So when Abraham believed God, he believed what God said about Jesus. Are you following me? Are you following me? So the things that were seen were not made of things which do appear. Now what does not appear? The word of God. So God spoke to them, and whatever we saw them do was a response to what God said. Abel knew about Christ's sacrifice, and Abel offered that animal in faith. Same as Abraham. Abraham's journey to Canaan was that faith. Abraham's offering Isaac was that faith. Are you following this? So the message of God has been Christ. That's been the message of God. Whatever God told anybody, all the prophets, all God told them was about. Remember, everybody mentioned in Hebrews 11, except a few of them, pardon me, were prophets. So the prophets acted by faith. So here's Abel, here's Noah, here's Abraham. And so the things that we're seeing were not made of things that do appear. An unseen Christ was seen in physical things. So faith is the substance of things hoped for concerning Christ. Things not seen concerning who? Christ. Let me see your hand if you're following me. Come on. Let me see. Raise a minute. Raise your hand. Is that clear to you? Thank you. So, with things, don't forget, things specific. Go back to Hebrews 1. God was sundry times in diverse manner spoken time past to our fathers by the prophet. And in these last days, spoken unto us by his son, whom he had appointed heir of what? All things. What are the things? By whom also he made the walls. Praise God. The walls. Do you follow this now? Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding what? All things by the word of his power. He can't be upholding all things, upholding sin by the word of his power. Come on. Upholding evil. No. All these things by the word of his power. What are the things? When he had by himself what? Purged our sins, sat down and right under the majesty on high. Hallelujah. These are the things. His sacrifice for sins, his burial and his resurrection and ascension to the right hand of God. Those are the things. So what are the things? What are the things hoped for? Christ's suffering, his resurrection, and his exaltation to the right hand of God. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? So that's the substance of things. Faith was now the substance of them hoping for that. The evidence of them seeing that. Still there? Are you still there? So Hebrews 11 1 is not about you getting a job on Monday, even though you can get a job on Monday by faith. But Hebrews 11 1 is talking about the Old Testament saints and how they believed the gospel. But because the gospel was pro-evangelizomai to them, it was told them before it happened. So they had to believe what will happen. But we don't believe what will happen. We believe what has happened. So it's used for us in past tense, was used for them in the future sense. You get that? All right, good. So go back to Luke 24 again. You learning something? Luke 24. Verse 25. O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter his glory? Again, look at suffered these things. So what were they supposed to believe? These things. All these things. And enter into his glory. So we said, the law is not of faith. Go to Galatians 3:12. The law is not of faith. You don't give people the law and ask them to believe. The law is performance. So, as we begin to study the words of the prophet, we begin to separate the law from the gospel. And you know which one not to follow. You follow what I'm saying? The law is not the gospel. Galatians 3:12. The law is not what? Of faith. The law does not require faith. The law is not about faith. Go to Acts 3:25. One more time. Do I believe everything the prophets said? Huh? Do I believe everything the prophets commanded?
No.
I wasn't told to believe them. I was told to learn them, to know them. I can even teach from them. But I'm not supposed to believe everything they say. Is that clear? All right, thank you. Look at this, come on. Acts 2:25. You are the children of the prophet. He's talking to the Jews. Out of the covenant that God made with our father, saying, not Abraham, Acts 3:25, that in thy seed, a nation or person, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. The seed is Christ. Look at 24. Unto you first, he explains it. God, having raised up Jesus, his son, sent him to bless you. What's he supposed to do? To turn every one of you away from his iniquities. So Abraham's blessing is what? Forgiveness of sins. Abraham's blessing is not money. Abraham's blessing is not owning things. Abraham's blessing is righteousness through faith. Abraham's blessing is I'm blessed in the afternoon, I'm blessed in the midnight. No. Abraham's blessing is forgiveness of sins in Christ. Abraham was blessed with forgiveness of sins and righteousness through faith. See that there? Are you still there? So, the message of the Bible is the gospel. So, did the gospel... Was the gospel first preached in the four gospels? No. Was the gospel first preached in the book of Acts? No. Was the gospel first preached in the epistles? No. The gospel was preached from Genesis. Is that clear, everybody? Is that clear, everybody? So when I study for the gospel. Let me see how you understand that. Is that clear? I study for the gospel. When Jesus was talking to those folks in Luke 24, he was asking them to believe what? Which was spoken by the prophets. Does it make sense to you? Go to Hebrews 4:2. You see what I'm saying. Even in the midst of the law, Hebrews 4:2, unto us, now he's referring to the Jews that left Egypt for Canaan. Unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Good news. Unto us. But it didn't profit them because it was not mixed with faith. Now, don't forget, do you know that when the gospel was preached unto those folks, the law was also given? So you must know what's the gospel and what's the law. So the gospel was offered. It was when they did not believe. Alright, we saw that in the first series. That they offered what? The law. So it's the same way we're going to study the prophets in that same light. The gospel was given to them as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. It wasn't mixed with faith. Faith is not the law. Are you following what I'm saying? Faith is not the law. So the law was given to the disobedient, those who don't believe the gospel. The law, that's why Moses didn't practice the law, because he believed. He didn't practice the law. The law was given to those who were stiff-necked, who did not believe the gospel that was preached unto them. That's why God says, they will not enter into my rest, because the rest is in Christ. But those who have believed do enter into rest. Hallelujah. Those who practice the law. So the law is not of faith. Though the law was given when the gospel was preached. So the law came because the gospel was not accepted. Hebrews 2:2. He that was spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, reason of just cause of God. We'll come to this soon because I have something to explain in here. So, pay attention to something. It's obvious that the books of prophets require careful study. They require, God has never told his children to follow the prophets. We're not to follow the prophets. We're to believe what they said about Christ. Or we're to walk in it. Now, not to believe, to walk in what they said about Christ. We don't follow the prophets. I don't follow Isaiah. I don't follow Jeremiah. I don't follow Malachi. I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, are you there? So, I started to show myself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, autotomio, the word of truth. That is, I'm carefully bringing out what? The word of truth. If I have to carefully bring out the word of truth, that means not everything there is the word of truth. Because it's the word mining, remember that? To mine it. You mine, because not everything there is the precious stone. So you're going to go in there and separate the other stuff from the precious stone. So I need to separate their words from the gospel. You understand what I'm saying here? Is that clear? And that's how you study. We'll see something in a moment. So look at Jesus' commentaries, Matthew 13. His commentaries about the prophets. Matthew 13. Are you there? Come on, are you there? Are you in church? Let's read verse 17 together. Jesus' commentary. Verse 17, Matthew 13. Let's go. Let's start from 16. Blessed are your eyes that see, for they see, and your ears for they hear. He's talking about to folks that he later told, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Can you imagine? Yet, look at 17, everybody, let's go. For verily, everybody, come on, let's read together. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them. Have desired, and to hear those things which you hear, haven't heard. Well, does this include Isaiah? Huh? And all them. Because Christ for them was hope. These guys can behold Christ now. Look at Luke 20, Luke 10. Luke 10. Verse 24. Prophets and kings. They haven't heard. They haven't seen them. Notice what he didn't say. He said they have desired to see. He didn't say they have desired to say. Do you notice that? Is it to say? That means they said things they did not see. And they said things they did not hear. Are you listening to this? They said things. They prophesied. Not, look at Isaiah 64 verse 4. Isaiah made it clear, Isaiah 64. After all, the great prophet Isaiah, who was the most quoted prophet in the Bible, maybe with David, Isaiah 64 verse 4. He says, for since the beginning of the world, imagine, as he's closing his prophecies, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have seen the eye, O God, beside thee, what you have prepared for him that waits for him. Huh? You mean men haven't seen this? So what have you been saying? 1 Corinthians 2:9. Paul says, for it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the minds of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Not, he didn't say mouth has not said. Are you there? Because they said those things, but they did not conceive them. They did not understand them. And that's the reason why you will find, I'm coming to this later, maybe next week or week after, you'll find conflict in the things they said. How would someone say, your sins have separated you from God? Then he will say, he has borne our iniquities. Same person. Isaiah. Same person. Jeremiah, after weeping over that, is there no man in Gilead? I heard that in someone today too. There's no man in Gilead. Then he says, a new covenant will I make in those days, said God. The sins and iniquities I remember no more. Are you confused?
He has to be confused. He has to be. He's not born again. He doesn't have the spirit of truth. Let me ask you, is it the same Holy Ghost they had? Of course not! We'll see that in our study on the spirit of the prophets. That's where we're going, finally. Is it the same spirit? It can't be. The spirit of truth does not talk in types and shadows.
Hallelujah. Hold on there, we'll get to that. Where were we? So, they desired, the word desire Jesus used in Matthew 13:17 is the word epithumio, E-P-I-T-H-U-M-E-O. It means to crave for. So they were craving. Don't mind the shakara they were doing, they were craving. Just like Moses. Moses after saying, you these people, now said, let me see your glory. Can you imagine? He was forming big man before the people, then he was saying, let me see your glory now. Let me see this thing now. God said, you can't see. And he was telling them, you will come before you will do big man. Then you go, show me Christ now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we with open face behold us in the mirror. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Do you understand this? So don't try to be like Moses. You want to go to hell? Hallelujah. They saw things. Alright? So they wished to, let me just quickly run that. Hebrews 1:1 again. He says, God was 100 times in diverse manners, spoken time past until the past by the prophets. So, they spoke in parts, partial truths. Their prophecies, write this down if you're putting a note. The prophecies were in bits and pieces of the truth. Really? If you look at your Bible, you know your Bible is filled more with their prophecies than any other thing. And the stories. Yet, there's more information in the fewer letters than that volume, Genesis to Malachi. Or Malachi. There's more truth in one chapter of Paul's letters than Genesis to John. Because the less is more. All them prophets they kill. Where are the prophets? They'll kill one by one. Where? Noah. Enoch. Abraham. So many prophets. And God just spoke in one person. Hallelujah. The less is more. Hallelujah. John said, I'm not the Christ. It was very clear. He said, don't look at me, I'm not the Christ. Don't go and do that now. I'm not the Christ. Because he didn't bab his head. Don't be eating wild on. Why would somebody not eat regular food? Quick one, look at Hebrews 2. Who gave the law? Angels or Moses? But some folks are confused about that. Who gave the law? Say angels. If angels gave the law, that will mean God gave the law. Because he hearkened to the voice of his word. The angels gave the law. So let's find out. Law of Moses. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 2. This is one of those days, I'll just tell you, second service will start at the right time in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, that seemed to look like angels gave the law. Now, of course, this statement cannot be consistent. It can never be consistent because there's no verse of scripture that says angels were speaking to Israel to give them the law. So that can't be consistent. Now, when that happens, when this is the way I study, I mean, I'm learning. When I see that kind of inconsistency, I go a bit more detailed. Because that means they say the devil's in the details. You look closely. There's something you're not paying attention to. I don't rush through scriptures. Because you're not supposed to rush through them. You're supposed to painstakingly read them. So when I saw that, I felt, okay, what does this mean? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 to 2. Deuteronomy 32, verse 1 to 2. Verse 30 of chapter 31. And Moses spoke in the ears of all people of the song until they ended. Verse 1. Give hear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. That's Moses. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. As a small rain upon the tender herb. And as the showers upon the grass. Because I publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe you greatness unto our God. It's Moses speaking. Verse 4. He says, he's the rock, his walk is perfect. For all his ways are judgment or just. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and upright. So, he is the one speaking. That is Moses. He's the one who spoke to the people. So how come we have, he says, angels? Now, we'll see something. Go to, go back to Hebrews 2. Sorry, I just lost a text now. Give me 1 minute. All right, go. Deuteronomy 33. And this is the blessing. Could go there. Wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed. Look at the word, man of God. Blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. Pay attention to this. He signed forth from Mount Paran. And he came with 10,000s of saints. 10,000s of saints is the word Kodesh, holy beings. These were angels. From his right hand went a fairy law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. And verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. And Moses commanded us a law. Who gave the law? Moses. Commanded is the word avar. It means a holy order. T-S-A-V-A-E. He gave the order. Moses gave the law. So why were angels always mentioned? What's the point? Why were angels always mentioned? Go to Acts 7. Acts 7. Acts 7:53. Who received the law? By the disposition of angels. And I've not kept it. By the disposition of angels. That word disposition is a very key word. Is the word datage in the Greek. D-I-A-T-A-G-E. It means arrangement. That age. Arrangement. Arrangement. What do you mean arrangement? Were angels involved? Yes, they were. Did angels give law? No. Just pay attention. By the disposition of angels. Go to Galatians 3:19. You know we read? You know we just read? Pay attention now. You know we read now that in Deuteronomy 33, angels were present, but who gave the law? Huh? Moses gave the law. Okay, so he's saying by the disposition of angels. Galatians 3:19. Where then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed shall come, to whom the promise was made. Pay attention in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Look at the word ordained. It's the word diatasso. D-I-A-T-A-S-S-O. Now, dia will mean what? Two. So there were two people involved. Diatage, direction. And the time direction was used, that was diatage, is Romans 13:2. How God ordained those who are in authority. So diatage, diatasso, has to do with authorizing someone. Authorizing someone. So, diatate, diatasso. Now, he says, in the hand. So, wait now. The disposition was between who? The angels and Moses. Again, this ordained was angels and Moses. Are you following this? Pay attention to this. The key word, in the hand of a mediator. The word "and" is used for instruments to accomplish a plan. C-H-E-I-R in the Greek. In the hand of a mediator. Look at this very well. A mediator. That means the angels ordained the mediator. Are you following me? Are you following this? Are you following this now? The angels ordained the mediator. Look, what follow this? Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Verse 20. So, we have a mediator. The mediator of the law is who? Moses. Moses. Was a mediator of the law. Follow this now. Hebrews 8:6. Hebrews 8:6. It says, Jesus obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Jesus called mediator. Hebrews 9:15. Is a mediator of a new testament. Hebrews 12:24. The mediator of a new covenant. So, who was a mediator of a new covenant? Jesus. Who is the mediator of the law? Moses. He was ordained by who? Angels. A lesser authority. Do you understand that? He was ordained by, that is, he's authorized to do what he did. He didn't do anything illegal. He's authorized. And why did he give the law? He gave the law because the people had no faith. So Moses gave the law. Angels ordained him. Authorized him. But Moses gave the law. Angels did not. Now, every time you see the word ordained, whoever is ordained now exercises the rights. So Moses determined what he was going to say. Are you following this? Are you following this? Are you following that? So he determined what he was going to say. And he said that specifically. And look at Jesus' comments, and this is very vital. In John 1:17, he says, the law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus. John 5:46. John 5, quickly. John 5. Read it. Let's see it. John 5:46. For he, had you believed Moses, you will have believed me, for he wrote of me. He wrote. Did you notice that every time Moses is mentioned by Jesus, or the law is mentioned by Jesus, it's given a personal description. Moses said. Moses said. In fact, in Matthew 5, he said, you have heard Moses say this, but now I say this to you. So Moses gave the law. Look at Matthew 19. With enormous power he had and authority, just like men that you ordain in the ministry and ordain also into service. Matthew 19, quickly run there. Matthew 19. They asked him, Jesus, in verse 3, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And then Jesus begins to speak from Genesis. He spoke from Genesis. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and these two shall be one flesh. Verse 6, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. That therefore what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Look at verse 7. Why did Moses then command? Do you see that? Can you see that? Matthew 19. Are you there? Why did Moses then what? Command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away. Who gave the command? Who gave the command? Now look at verse 8, people. Okay, let's do verse 8 together. Let's go. Come on. Moses, because of the... So Moses is responding to something. Because. What was that Greek word again? Huh? Huh? Pro what? Just last year. Was it last year? Pro what? Professor? Proster what? Clero. Clero is a hardened. Cardian. Because of the hardness of your heart. So Moses gave that decree because they did not believe. Do you understand? Moses gave the law. Not angels. Angels authorized Moses. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Moses never saw God. Every time we talk about seeing God, that was the angels he saw. No man had seen God at any time. The very first time Moses saw God was when Jesus rose from the dead. Moses never saw God. Praise God. Never did. He had relationship, very good fellowship with angels. What was their involvement? Angels were not preachers. Angels were servants. Hebrews 1. So the interactions Moses had, the interactions he had about the glory of God was with angels. We'll see that. Yeah. It's not going to be difficult to see. Hebrews 1. Angels were servants. Hebrews 1:7. And the angels of the angels, he said, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. What are they called? They are not preachers. Angels are not, they don't reveal the word of God. Angels are servants. That's what they are. Servants. That one, ministers, you see Romans 13:6. Used for secular folks. Romans 13:6. Ministers. Romans 15, I believe, verse 16. Talk about Jesus. Verse 16. Yeah, 16. Then Philippians 2:25. Hebrews 8:2. That word ministers is used for the priest of the Old Testament. Leitourgos. Letogos. Leitourgos. Used for priests. Hebrews 1:14 servants who serve on behalf of people. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirit? This verse of scripture is for the Old Testament folks. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The word ministering spirit is the word letogikos. Just the same word, but gikos means, watch this, given to serving. Listen very well. Angels are not preachers. Only man is authorized to preach. Angels are not and will never be preachers. So, watch anybody who received a revelation from angels. Just watch those folks. It's always error. Angels are not preachers. What are they? They are servants. That's what they are. Not speaking servants. What do they do? To minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's not you and I. Do you understand that? That's not you and I. Who shall be heirs of salvation? The word who shall be is the word melo in the Greek, referring to a delay. Some that will happen later, melo, 110 times. Who are about to be heirs, or who were about to be heirs of salvation. Is that you and I? Is that you and I? Come on, is that you and I? So Hebrews 1:14 is not for us in Christ. Who shall be heirs of salvation. What the word heirs of salvation is, okay, to have a portion, to inherit. Kleronomorio, to inherit something. To inherit. So, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more energy to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. Okay? Watch this. Now, the Greek of verse 2 says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, the King James translated this very falsely, because most of the translators, sometimes they put their thoughts in what they translate. And so they mix up the words. But let me give you the original translation. If indeed, who by angels have spoken words that are fully steadfast, who by angels, alright, have spoken words, alright, which are fully steadfast. So by angels, they spoke. Not that angels spoke the words. They spoke by angels. And then as you begin to study, you discover that the people that spoke were men. Not difficult. Because we just read Hebrews 1:1. Who are the people who spoke? Men. Everyone who spoke it, you won't find angels referred to as speaking in the entire book of Hebrews about the Old Testament. So, they spoke by angels. Now, by angels in what sense? As ordained. Do you understand? As ordained of angels. Just what we read about Moses. But the speakers were men. Who were the speakers? Heirs of salvation. Who shall be heirs of salvation. Do you understand that? So those heirs of salvation spoke by angels. Ordained of angels. That's what they did. So, Moses, go to Hebrews 3. Moses is called the servant of God. Verse 2. In all his house, Hebrews 3, is a servant. Angels don't speak. Or, let me put it like this. Angels did not speak throughout the book of Hebrews. Where you find angels mentioned, Hebrews 1:1, the people who spoke were men, prophets. Hebrews 1:4, they're compared to Jesus. He has more authority than angels. Hebrews 1:5, which of the angels said he at any time? Hebrews 1:6, let all the angels worship him. Hebrews 1:7, they are ministering spirit. Hebrews 1:13, which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand, they have no authority. Hebrews 1:14, that's what I say, ministering spirits. Hebrews 12:22. innumerable company of angels. There's no one reference in the entire book of Hebrews that angels were speaking the word of God. Not one. Does it make sense to you? Huh? The one. So they by angels spoke, they by being ministered to by angels, ministered for, that is, angels waited on them, angels ordained what Moses did, for example, that is, angels assisted what Moses was doing. So, in other words, watch this, angels don't give messages to anybody. No, they don't. Look at Hebrews 10, 28. Hebrews 10, 28. Remember, Hebrews 2, 2 says, everything that was spoken, the word spoken, every transgression and disobedience received what? Just recompense. And that's talking about the law, right? Alright. And then we said, not, the angels did not give the law. Moses wrote it. Moses gave it. Hebrews 10, 28 makes a lot of sense. Hebrews 10. Let's start from 27. Let's start from 27. Let's go. But a certain fearful, everybody let's go one more time. But a certain fearful looking for judgment and a fair indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. 28. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy on earth. Despise whose law? Moses' law. That word there is Mosios of Moses. M-O. You know, Moses in the Greek is M-O-U-S-E-S. But this one is M-O-U-S-E-O-S. That is, it belongs to Moses. Of Moses. So, Hebrews 10, 28. Hebrews 2, 2, I want to understand. So, who gave the law? Who gave the law? Moses. Did angels give the law? No. Moses gave the law. Angels don't preach. Angels do not declare. You don't know God by angels. Angels don't preach. So go back to Luke 24. Luke 24. Verse 27 now, quickly. And beginning at Moses, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets. Notice, he always distinguished Moses. At Moses and all the prophets. So notice that because we're coming there, he distinguishes Moses. Moses gave the law. Right? Now quickly. So Moses distinguished. Luke 24 again, 44. Moses in the law, David in the Psalms, and the prophets. So Moses distinguished. So quickly, what's the gospel in the prophets? First and foremost, we have said that we ought not to believe everything the prophets have said. Is that right? Is that right? Come on, is that right? To believe means to rely upon? No. I mustn't believe all they said. I mustn't believe all this. So if someone should open the words of the prophets to you, you gauge it by the gospel. Is this the gospel? If it is not the gospel, don't believe it. I'm not saying what they said was not true, but what they said is not true about you. Do you understand? Not that the prophets lied. But their message is not for you all the time. Because what makes their message to us will be the gospel in what they said. So what's the gospel in there? Quickly look at this. 1 Peter 1:11. You learning something? Okay, you learning something? 1 Peter 1:11. I'll start from 10. Of which salvation? Remember we took that last week? Huh? Can you remember, saw that last week? Can you remember this one? Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace. So, what's the prophecy that we look out for? The grace of God. Salvation. the grace of God. Salvation, the grace of God. Salvation through faith, the grace of God. Salvation. That's the message of the prophets. The grace of God. Salvation. Searching what? Or what manner of time? Let's read verse 11 together. Searching what? Everybody come on. Or what manner of time? The Spirit of Christ which was in them. This signify. Were testified beforehand what? What? What again? What again? So when I study the prophets, what do I look for? The? A what? So what do I believe? What do I believe? Dressing? Blood? The moon? What? The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Quickly look at this. So the things they said about Christ. So notice this. Verse 13. Verse 12. Let's read verse 12 very carefully. Very carefully. Let's take a small, we're going to take it step by step. Let's go. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things. What are the things again? What are the things again? So what is the ministry of the prophet to us? Huh? Sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So that means there were other things they said. There were things they said by the Spirit of Christ. There were things they said to, of their own selves. Do you understand that? So we must separate that. They said, unto, watch this now. Which are now reported unto you by them that are preached what? That are preached what? That preach what? That preach what? The gospel unto you. So, what we look for in their prophecy is the gospel. With the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things the angels desire to look into. So, one of the things that they prophesy will come is the Holy Ghost. We'll come to that later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear Jesus and the prophets. Let's pick one typical prophet. So, you and I must learn to edit the prophets. You know how to edit? Have you ever done editing before? You don't edit before? Edited a book or you edited a recording? You take away what's not necessary. You have the rough recording. So, Genesis of Malachi is a rough recording. The epistles is the editing. Do you understand that? Rough recording. Who are you? You can. Who are you? For before the Lord you will be grounded like powder. All way like sheep have gone astray. So you edit the first one. Do you understand? So when you are doing a lesson on those things, just want to explain man's anger or condemnation or the law, then you go and pick up the things you removed from the gospel. Then you begin to talk about that, not as the message, but to explain the beauty of the gospel. Hallelujah. I don't think all of you got what I just said. Don't worry, I'll explain it more. Look at this. Matthew 3:11, John, who is the number one prophet, that is, he is a senior prefect of all the prophets. He's prophesying. John is prophesying. He that comes after me, Matthew 3:11, spiritual and high. I baptize with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John. Even Mark was careful to edit that. And John. Jesus wants to quote John. Jesus, what's happening? Jesus wants to quote the prophet that he knew. And Jesus in Acts 1:5 says, not many days hence you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You just stop there. That's editing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But did John mention fire? Yes. Did Jesus repeat fire? No. Was it written down? Yes. That's Jesus. Look at Matthew 11. Let's see the prophets. Matthew 11. You know, there are some people who have built their ministries after the prophets of the Old Testament. So my ministry, I'm the Elijah of the New Testament. I've heard someone say that before. So we don't need you, sir. Matthew 11. It came to pass, this is a prophet of God. The senior prophet of all the prophets. He's the president of the prophetic ministries of the Old Testament. He's number one. In Revelation, he's the most superior. He said, assuming he had a book called the Book of John the Baptist, this would have been written. Let's see what he said. Came to pass, verse 1, Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, his departed ends to teach and preach in their cities. Verse 2, and when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. Imagine if this was a book written for prophet John, just like Isaiah. Look at what he said. Art thou he that shall come, or do we look for another? That's it. You know, Isaiah could have done this too. Hello? Jeremiah? But why was he like that? Well, just like every prophet, he was also searching. He was searching. Now, that verse 2, doesn't that contradict? It contradicts what he said himself. I am not the Christ, but he who comes after me. No, he said that. He was the one who said that. Is there not a contradiction here? Come on, talk to me. Is there not a contradiction here? There is. And that's typical of all the prophets. After declaring the gospel, they'll come back again. Are you the one to come? Why? Because, hey, these folks didn't have the spirit of truth. They had the spirit of God, but not the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. We'll get to that. Amen. Spirit is from God, but not the spirit of truth. Watch this now. Luke 9. Luke 9. Now this is the case. Luke 9. Verse 52. He sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Verse 53. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this. Funny enough, Peter wasn't here, and that's quite a commendation. They said, Lord! Look at what they did. They said, Lord! They called him Lord. Was thou that we command? They're looking for somebody to cobalize. You command us. They can't do it themselves. Without that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did. No, they are quoting from the Bible. Let the fire come. That's a prophet's work. A prophet in the Bible did this. A prophet. And then Jesus turned. You know, that means he said it behind him. He turned. It was heavy enough to turn and say, eh? Who did you just mention? Eli what?
You know what? With all this, with Bible truth, with all that doesn't mind the Christ, law in Genesis, with all these things, you know some folks, they will hear all the truth about redemption and in Christ realities, but in their mind, they're Elijah folks. They have Elijah somewhere in their mind. He said, know ye not the manner of spirit you are of. Hallelujah. Know ye not the manner of spirit that you are of. Hallelujah. Bible says he rebuked them. That word rebuke is the word epetemesen in the Greek. Is used majorly for evil. That means what they said was evil. In other words, what Elijah did was evil. Prophet of God. Oh yeah. What he did was evil. If those guys were doing it on behalf of God, Herod would have become a powder. Powder! Eh? Jesus doesn't just come out of fire. Don't you know me? The word became flesh. That is me! And dwelt among the fire me! No, he wasn't like that. Hallelujah! He rebuked them. He rebuked evil. We ought to rebuke Elisha. Not follow Elisha to do evil. He will die in 7 days. If I be a man of God, is that the proof that you're a man of God? If I be a man of God, first of all, be destroyed. How is that a feat for God's glory? People went to hell, and you are thanking God you used the power of God. Huh? That's not, you don't try and use Elijah and prophet of Baal as a testimony against your preaching. It means that you are confused. Those are things that were written to see the reign of sin and death. That's not the gospel of Christ. Some of you are quiet. Because those are your prayer portion. Say, don't you know the manner of spirit that you are of? All these teachings, you still don't get it. What are you saying? He's a prophet. Hallelujah. He rebuked them. Know ye not the word heido in the Greek means to perceive, to appreciate, to realize. Did you notice that John the Baptist is called the greatest of the prophets, right? Superior revelation. He had not a single miracle. Not one. Look at John 10. He had not a single miracle. John 10, 41. Not a single miracle. Not one. John 10, 41. Let's read it together. John 10, 41. Put your hands in Luke 9. Don't lose Luke 9. John 10, 41. Let's go. Alright, John 10, 41. Let's go. Come on. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true. Can you see that? So, prophets were ranked by what they said. What they said. Do you know that Elijah is hardly quoted? Because we can't even find a single utterance of Christ. I don't know one. Okay, he prayed. James 5:16. The only other time he was quoted was by Paul. When he was saying, Lord, they've all left you. And God said, no, don't say that again. He was rebuked. The great Elijah. Elijah has none. None. So, the issue of the prophets was what they said about Christ.
Don't forget that. Go back to Luke 9. You learning something here? Luke 9. For, hallelujah. Look at verse 56. Let's see verse 56 together. Now, who is the messenger of the prophet? Huh? So while Elijah should be going around preaching the message, he was going around demonstrating things. What's their message? Christ. Look at 56. For what? Luke 9. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives. Go and tell that man making noise in Benin City, or where that Erify will die, that the other is not born again, or he needs to learn the Bible. Huh? If you want to be governor, go and contest. You say, I declare, I've said it before. I told somebody, I said, I give you 14 days, you will not exist again. And he came to beg me. And I was feeling like a G. And what was inspiring me was the works of the flesh. And the evil spirits, you know, in tandem, working together. The Holy Ghost has not killed a man. Look at all the gifts of the Spirit. There's no cutlass there. There's nothing like that. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Praise God. We'll see that as we proceed. The Son of Man has not come to destroy. The word destroy is apolumin, the Greek apolumi. It means to perish. Hallelujah. Jesus came for salvation. His message is salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, their message was salvation, but their deeds were very different too. They had different deeds. And because things happen, doesn't mean God commissioned them. Did you hear what I said? Because things happened, doesn't mean God commissioned them. I'll give you an instance. I'll give you more. Look at Numbers 20. I'll just show you that. Numbers 20. From verse 8 to 13. Moses was told by God. Listen carefully. He said, he should speak to the rock, and then water will come out. Moses did not speak to the rock. Moses struck the rock twice in disobedience. In fact, Moses did it in anger. He was angry with the people. And in that anger, pay attention here, water came out. And God said, because you have not honored me before the people, you've not sanctified me, you will not take them to the promised land. But the water came out. I said the water came out. I said the water came out. There was resolve. But was that commissioned of God? No. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There's another man in the Bible called Samson. We'll see why it happened. Samson was a man, Judges chapter 16, verse 28 to 31. We'll look at this later. Samson, he said, empower me one more time, Samson. Because his eyes were taken out. And what did he do? Samson did not just destroy the people, he destroyed himself. Did God destroy him? Nope. God did not. So, need to realize their deeds and know that we're not to follow their deeds. No, we're not. Samson, he destroyed himself. Did he commit suicide by the Holy Ghost? Of course not. So the gospel remains the message. And so as you study them, go to Isaiah 45. As you study them, you know what not to believe and what you cannot follow. For example, there are some deeds of theirs we cannot follow. Do you understand that? Jesus just told us one. You cannot follow a prophet to destroy people's lives. Isaiah 45. And their words that they spoke, Isaiah 45, look at verse 7. Isaiah 45 verse 7. Are you there? Let's read it together. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. And I create evil. I, the Lord, I do all these things. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I'm asking you. Do you believe this? Are you supposed to believe this? But did he say it? But I don't believe this. Because in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. How did I know that? In Christ Jesus. So if I'm going to help Isaiah, I'll say he forms the light. Because he's the one talking. God is not the one talking. Bros, you are the one that said it. Hallelujah. So that's, we'll look at all those pronouns. Don't worry. We'll get to that. Look at Amos 3. So you don't believe that? Believe what he just said. Do you believe what he just said? No. You can't believe that and believe the gospel. Alright? No, you can't believe that and believe the gospel. You have to believe one. Look at Amos. Amos 3, verse 6. Let's read it together. Amos 3, 6. Let's see it together now. Everybody, blow in the city, and the people cannot be afraid. Shall not be afraid. Look at that. Fear. Shall there be evil in the city? And the Lord has not done it. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Now, why don't you believe? If you were in those days, you would have believed it. Why don't you believe it? Because you know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you believe Jesus above their witness. He doesn't. I know that Amos does not believe this again. He's now born again. He's a born again Christian. I don't believe this. So there are several things I should not believe. I'll believe it is written, but I don't believe that's the word of God. The word of God is the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow. Hallelujah. I close here. Hallelujah. So the prophets, that's why Jesus had to interpret what they said. Because if you should take what they said on face value, then there's nothing to interpret. He had to interpret it, expounding unto them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Hallelujah. So you can say, the prophet of old, that Moses, fasted ahead of man said, fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. That's why he had power. That he should take up food 40 days. I said, number one, it is not possible. It's not possible. Was Moses without food? Yes. But did Moses commission himself without food? No. Moses went up to the mount. The reason why he did not eat was because there was no need for food. That was a supernatural experience. It's the same way when you are in a trance, you lose your natural appetite. Imagine he was now in a trance for 40 days. It's not possible biologically, normally, anyhow, to stay 40 days without food. The same thing happened to Jesus. That was why, as Moses got down, he became natural again. He was raking. As Jesus finished his 40 days, he became hungry. How can you become hungry after 40 days? Not today. So there's something supernatural about that. Hallelujah. You know, there are many churches that start the year saying they're fasting. There's nothing wrong in doing that, but don't do it religiously. Don't do it for blessings. If you fast, fast for spiritual discipline. Okay? To discipline yourself, to spend time in the Word of God, to spend time to pray. And then watch it. Praise God. There was a time I was fasting and I discovered, you know, something in my body and I stopped. Don't say, God, take over. You will hear angels in heaven if it's possible. Do you understand? Praise God.
spiritual discipline. So where Elijah? No. In Elijah's case, go read it very well. Let's read it together. In Elijah, before the 40 days, he went 40 days without food. Not that he was fasting. Why? The previous day, he ate the food of an angel. And the angel said, "Eat it very well, oh, because the journey is far." How can you eat the food of an angel and be hungry? Hallelujah. So if you're not taking food of an angel, don't go on that level. Are you going to take indomie? Hallelujah. Praise God. You be careful with the things you follow. Is that clear? The Bible teaches that there's no single scripture in the entire epistles that tell believers to fast. Not one. But we see in examples of people's lives. In Acts 13, they fasted and prayed. And we can do that too. Acts 14, verse 23, the same thing. To ordain elders. And Paul also talked about himself fasting often. But the fast they engaged in, you know, wasn't the same thing. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. It's not the same thing. Is that okay? Is that okay? It's not the same thing. This is a fast that you determine. Say, I want to fast the whole day. Then that means you stop. Look at how your body can take it. Don't say, I want to be like Moses. You have to go to Sinai. You have to be there. I want to be like Jesus. The same, he was led by the Spirit. In Elijah's case, you have to eat the meal of an angel. That means the angel gave him the food. Eat this one. It will last you 40 days. So, the reason why he could go 40 days without food was because the thing did not digest. Hallelujah. You got to be careful what you study and what you're trying to practice. Are you following what I'm saying? Be at rest in Christ. Hallelujah. We are blessed today and forevermore. Amen. So, don't be like that Pharisee. Luke 18:12. I fast twice a week. For what? Just boast. Notice the guy didn't say, I pray regularly. Hallelujah. Are you there? Are you there? Paul, for example, look at Acts 9. He also went without food. But he went without food because he was in a trance. He went without food 3 days. Then he received strength. Notice all of them, after they come out, they now get natural. Jesus, Paul, Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to know what to follow and what not to follow. Is that clear? We'll continue next week. Are you blessed? Stand up, give God praise and thank you.